If you don't have an email list, then you don't have a direct line to your customers. Reaching your clients, audience, supporters, and fans with the right message at the right time in the right place becomes easy when you've got a strategic email list in place. My email list is the number one way I drive profits in my business. And major bonus here, it's a lot easier and way more fun than you might think. That's why I'm teaching a free live workshop all about growing your email list called From Zero Subscribers or Zero Strategy to an Engaged Email List That Lasts. I'll show you how to kick off your email list building strategy with no fear, because I know it can be scary to start something new in your business. Save your virtual seat at growanemaillist.com. Inside of my free live workshop, you'll learn why email marketing is 10 times more effective than posting on social media, my secret to sending out weekly emails without adding a ton of work to my plate, my best tips for getting people to hit subscribe, and what to actually say to them to convert them from subscribers to paying clients and customers. Save your seat now at growanemaillist.com. That's growanemaillist.com to get started with an email list strategy that drives real results. I'll see you at the masterclass. You know, when you look back on your life and those metaphorical forks in the road become super clear and obvious, and you can see how your exact decisions changed your life? That was 2015, and choosing to first invest in myself and second to believe that I had something to offer the world. Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Today, we're going back in time to the OG JK days. Get it? The original Jenna Kutcher days? I want to share some insights about the mechanics and the money behind my first course I ever launched back in March of 2015. I get asked all the time how I got started, how I transitioned from a full-time photographer to a digital marketing educator to a podcast or influencer and all the hats that I love wearing now. So today, I want to pull a Bethany from Real Housewives of New York and mention it all. I'm going to share the decisions I made with my first course that I sort of cringe at now, what I think went well, what techniques I'm still using from the course to this day, how I pieced things together for a very haphazard launch, and all the other juicy details about the Jenna Kutcher course. Yep, that was the name. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing, right? But at least it's to the point and super simple. Oh, if I would have known the things that I know now. Well, at least you can. Let's dig on in. At the time when I launched my first ever course, I was just a wedding photographer. I use the term just with air quotes because I had a super successful business and a lot on my plate, but it's important for you to be able to visualize my life then and the stage of business that I was in. I had zero podcast, a teeny tiny email list, and no other courses. I had no past experience teaching and didn't necessarily feel like an expert in anything. I just knew what I had done in order to build my business, and I felt this need to share what I had learned and the system I had created that was working for me. I think it's important to share because when we look at digital courses and online educators, we assume that they're all well-seasoned experts in whatever they're teaching with all the answers to all the things. But that's just not the truth, at least not always. A lot of times they're learning as they go, just like you and just like me. They're just one chapter ahead and teaching as they go. Back then, I was shooting a ton of weddings, and I was realizing as much as I loved photography, I didn't want to shoot weddings for the rest of my life. Like, be honest with yourself right now. Can you see yourself doing exactly what you're doing today for the next decade of your life? Likely not. I had grown a successful six-figure photography business from scratch, and I knew how to market myself well, and people were starting to notice and ask questions about my methods. I had a humble launch of the education side of my business when I started mentoring photographers one by one. I had a handful of female photographers come over one at a time to my house for the day, and I would show them my process, I'd give them my templates, and answer their biggest questions. I loved teaching, and in doing those sessions, I grew in confidence that my systems were really unique and different and applicable. I was seeing that most people had a lot of the same needs, the same questions, and I found myself repeating myself over and over again in the systems that I had used. I started kind of feeling like this broken record, and I realized I was basically charging $100 an hour to share this knowledge that had taken me years and years and years to learn, which just didn't feel like a fair exchange, you know? I started to mull over the idea and knew that I wanted to create something that was more scalable, since the one-on-one sessions limited who it was that I could help. The next natural step for me was to create a course around all the information so I could serve more people in less time, charge what the information was worth, and not drive myself nuts saying the same things again and again. Why not answer them all in one place for the masses to have access? My approach has always been, if a few people are wondering and asking, then there are probably hundreds more people thinking the same thing. And it also gave me the chance to make money doing something other than photography, which at the time I still adored and wanted to pursue, but I didn't want it to be my only way of making an income. It's honestly crazy to look back because so much has changed in my life, in my business, but at the same time, so much of my business today does still reflect what I was teaching in those early days. The Jenna Kutcher course was a 6-week intensive program that covered everything you need to establish your brand, grow your business, market on social media, and work smarter, not harder. Funny, right? Because those are our biggest topics on this show years later. Branding, social media, communicating, workflows, not much has changed. Inside my first course, I included every aspect you could possibly need, from marketing tips and strategies to platforms to use, what techniques to follow to organically grow your business with authenticity. Honestly, now that I'm thinking and talking about it, the course was kind of amazing. Maybe I should bring it back. No, I'm totally kidding. I'm not bringing the Jenna Kutcher course back. Trust me, I've gotten so much better over time. But the course itself didn't actually suck. It's basically a first version of a lot of what I teach now, but now I've broken the info down into different platforms and strategies to dive even deeper into how to use specific tools like Instagram and Pinterest and your email list to grow your business. I mean, you know this already if you're a loyal listener or student of mine, and you've probably seen bits of the messaging I wove into that first course still pop up into my current content, because the core lessons themselves are sound marketing strategies and they still hold true today. See, maybe I am using my marketing and comm degrees after all. Not a bad thing. The main buckets for my teaching were, what are your dreams? What's your story? What sets you apart? And then using those to build your online presence in a really natural and strategic way. I taught about pricing yourself for profits, not based on your competition or a number that sounds nice, but through actual equations, not emotions. There were sections on how to really find and connect with your ideal clients and the real way to make your business work for you, and how to set up systems within your business so that it doesn't take over your life. See, the lessons are still really strong and valid today. The production value, on the other hand, I cringe when I think about it. It was laughable to say the least, but the content was golden, so at least I had something going for me. Let's walk through producing my first course as a human who had zero training on it. You guys are going to think this is crazy, but when I recorded it, I literally sat in bed and recorded the content into a handheld microphone for each lesson. There was zero video, zero slides, just audio recordings coming at you to teach you how to grow your business. Looking back, it was good foreshadowing for my path into podcasting, but I remember sitting in bed with a Zoom microphone and just talking and teaching as I went. On top of the audio modules, I also delivered worksheets to students that were simple text Word documents exported as PDFs. I mean, we're talking low quality here. But hey, you got to start somewhere, right? I was basically imitating my own experience as a student, and I learned how to set it all up decently well because I myself had just invested $5,000 into my first online course ever. Yes, I said I spent $5,000 the first time I ever invested in education, and let me explain how I justified that giant expense while bootstrapping my own business. I saw this post on social media, it was on Instagram, for a free coaching call put on by the husband of a photographer that I had followed. I saw one of my friends had commented that she signed up for her call, and I texted her asking if she knew anything about it and if I should snag a free spot too. Well, I grabbed my spot for a call, and the way the course creator got people to sign up for his course was that he would offer these free coaching consult calls and then essentially sell his course at the end of the call. It wasn't my favorite method of being sold to, but it also didn't feel super scammy or weird. And I made him promise me one thing, that if I made the investment, I made him promise me that during the calls, he would teach me exactly what I would need to do to set up my own course. And part of his offer was 3 more one-on-one coaching calls. So I told him, if you promise to tell me exactly how you created this course, I'll join. I essentially took his course in order to learn what it's like to take an online course as a student and to see what I loved and hated and to imitate his process. The biggest thing holding me back at the time was all the tech. Like, I didn't know where to host a course or how to get it recorded and running. And so watching and following his process helped me to figure out some of those nitty-gritty details. I think being a student first and experiencing something similar to what you plan to build is one of the smartest things you can do, because you get to experience it as a consumer and learn through that so that you can create the perfect offer without having to learn trial and error style. That $5,000 investment shortened my learning curve by years, and it also gave me all the information and tools I needed in order to get my own program up and running. Like, talk about worth every penny. I literally bought the URL for JennaKutcherCourse.com and built a sales page on Squarespace that outlined what was inside of my program and what people got when they joined. If you've heard the story about that time that I was on a coaching call with my first business coach and he asked me how big my list was, and I thought he was referring to my to-do list, but he was actually talking about my email list, this is when that happened. I got on the call and I was super proud. I had 10,000 Instagram followers, and he quickly proved to me, Jenna, you don't own those followers. You're building your business on borrowed land. And he encouraged me to start an email list. So at the same time I started from zero with my email list, I was working on and building and growing that as I was creating my course content. By the time I launched a course, I did have a couple hundred people on my list. And so I sent out emails about the course to my list to gauge their interest and to get some feelers out there. But this first course launch really showed me the power of email marketing, even though my list was super small. It was mighty and it moved the needle for me. It also made me resent the fact that I started my email list so late into my business. If you're listening right now and you're wanting to jumpstart your email list, I have an epic and totally free mini course called the 0 to 250 Challenge to get your email list started and up to 250 subscribers. You can join it for free. It's at listbuildchallenge.com. It's super good. It walks you through everything step by step.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. When it comes to content creation, you either do it because you love it or because you know it's a powerful business tool. Now, either way, it takes a ton of work. Whether you're building your website from scratch or struggling to manage payments, you need Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate one-stop shop that's been my go-to for almost a decade. Yes, nearly a decade. It's designed to help creators and entrepreneurs build thriving online businesses with steady recurring income. Whether it's blogging, coaching, or podcasting, Kajabi makes it simple to transform your passion into profitable online courses, exclusive memberships, membership sites, and so much more. Over the years, Kajabi has been my rock, from hosting my signature courses like the Pinterest Lab to handling transactions without taking a single penny of my money. That's right. You get to keep 100% of what you earn. With Kajabi, you get powerful analytics, simple payment options, effective email marketing tools, and beautiful website templates that you can customize. And here's a little secret. You don't need a massive following to earn a great income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi who are making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers, and you can be one of them. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/goal. That's kajabi.com/goal. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion today at kajabi.com/goal.
Now that I have the steps to build the actual course and my little email list was ready to be served, let's talk about the actual launch. Now, at the time, I had a decent social media following. I was mentoring a handful of photographers and had a small and growing email list. And it was time for me to launch the Jenna Kutcher course out into the world. I followed the same model for selling the course that the guy I took the course from used, which was basically getting on a free coaching call with a prospect, asking them questions like, what does success look like to you? And what would it mean if you earned an extra $1,000 a month? And what's holding you back? And then if it felt like the right fit, I would pitch the course on the call. I kind of laugh because I can literally remember those days having a sales script with questions written down, and I would pace in my little office, which was also used as our guest bedroom, and I was so nervous to sell things. I mean, if you know me, this method is kind of the exact opposite of my style, but I learned so much from it. I was in the trenches for this launch. Like, I was hustling. I was posting on all of my social media platforms every day. I was doing a ton of the selling one by one through direct messages and personalized emails and phone calls. I offered these free qualifying calls where I would talk to the people to make sure that they were ready and they actually needed my help. And I think this is the thing that helped me make sales for that first course, especially since it was my first course and I wanted people to connect with me and feel like they could trust the entire process. So it was a ton of work, like a lot of pushing and posting and having meaningful conversations with potential students. When you hear about my automated methods and evergreen funnels that are running in my business today, not a shred of that existed for this first launch. This was a one by one, intimate and involved process to get this whole thing off the ground. Now, the course itself was $2,500. $2,500, which is kind of insane when I think about it right now, because none of my courses cost that much today. The most expensive one I currently offer is $997. But on top of the course, I did offer 3 one-on-one calls for every single student, which proved to be so valuable for those students in order to get the personalized coaching and feedback. And it was definitely worth the cost of the course because it took up a ton of my time too. My closing rate on those calls was super high because when I look at who was getting on the call, it was people who had been following my business and watching me grow. They already trusted me and just needed that personalized support and affirmation that they were making a worthy investment. Speaking of investment, I'll get to the money part in just a minute. I smile when I think back to those days. There really isn't a whole lot I'd change about my first course experience because I learned so much just by going and doing and throwing myself into it. I mean, from the day that I took that free coaching call with that guy to me launching my own course, it was only a matter of months that had passed. Like, I took action and I moved quickly because once I saw his process, I saw and translated how I could do something similar and teach others in a more scalable way. And if you know anything about me, when I lay down money for an investment, my biggest goal is to earn that money back, to prove myself right that it was a worthy investment. So I was hungry to earn back my $5,000 that I had spent to learn all of this. And while I wouldn't change too much, one big thing I did discover was that because I was offering so many coaching calls, it was an insane amount of time for me to devote to being on the phone, which really isn't my thing at all, even though I know it was super useful for the students. I'm the girl who forgets that phones can actually call people. Like, I'm not a huge phone talker. And so when you look at how much phone time was needed with this method of launching and then teaching, it was a lot of minutes on the phone. I ended up having a total of 20 women, yes, all women, sign up for this first launch of the course. And they ran all different kinds of businesses. I had a dressmaker, a handful of photographers, a dietitian. It was a bunch of inspired and creative women who were in business. So when you think about 3 calls each for 20 people, 4 if you count that first free coaching call that sold my program, then that's a lot of phone time. It's also what made me rethink the structure and the content of my courses to be all inclusive and go at your own pace, making them more affordable and less intensive on my end so that there wasn't as much of a need for coaching calls and check-ins with students now. Everything you could ever need is already inside of my courses, which is why I also can offer them for a lower price. Like, there's less legwork on my end once they're in the hands of my students. I also didn't rely on automation or ads or any support whatsoever. None of it. You guys, for my first launch, I had 0 people on my team. So I was doing all of the things by myself. Let me say that one more time. I had not a single person on my team. It was just me doing all the things. I reached out one by one and sold with a super hands-on approach. And again, I don't think I'd change that if I could go back, because it showed me just how much time and effort and energy a solo launch takes. And those one-on-one calls helped me identify trends and common questions and struggles and needs so that I could keep making bigger and better courses. When I talk about my launches today, they look entirely different than that first one, but I'm so thankful that I just went for it and I decided I'm going to figure things out on my own. Now that I have some support and ads and ways to keep the processes running even while I rest or I'm away, it's totally different. It's still a lot of work, but it's not all on me anymore, thank goodness. Now, here's the part you've all been waiting for. Let's talk about the money. So at the end of the day, I sold 20 Jenna Kutcher courses for my first round, and they were $2,500 each. That meant I made $50,000, which is exactly what my salary had been at Target in my early career days. And it's still mind-blowing and absolutely humbling to think about in so many ways. That $50,000 was probably the most game-changing amount of money that I've ever made in my career. It changed everything for me, and it helped show me what's possible. Now, not all of that $50,000 was profits. If you think about my investments, I spent $5,000 on that initial course to teach me how to run my own course, and then countless hours of qualifying calls with prospects, drafting social media posts and emails and responding to DMs to try to get the course in front of the right people who could use it and benefit from it. And then you look at all the time it took to write and record and create the course content and build the worksheets and do the 3 coaching calls with each student and answer the questions and respond to feedback along the way. And then I had to buy the software to host it and the website and the domain. Like, I might have just broken even when you add up all of the time and resources spent to create and launch that course. Now, the money that I did make from that first launch went straight back into my learning. After that launch, I took Amy Porterfield's online course and I decided to hire another coach who helped me put together the next big launch. Spoiler, that launch made me over $100,000. I saw that value in investing in myself, and I was serious about putting down thousands of dollars to keep growing and learning and refining. Those investments that I made those years ago have helped fuel the now millions of dollars that we bring in through my education programs. Like, that's mind-blowing, right? I wouldn't trade the entire experience, even the cringy production value and all the phone time, for a thing, because it's launched me into an entire career focused on helping others build their dream businesses and their dream lives. And I never would have learned the best processes for me to teach without working through some of the really funky, not totally for me processes first. It showed me the value of just starting with what you have and how that can lead into so much more momentum for growth and greater success. I just took action. I didn't keep waiting. I didn't let tech hang me up. I didn't set an arbitrary number of email subscribers or need a fancy sales page before I launched. I just created and then sold with my heart. And the crazy thing, not a single person refunded, because I was so personally committed and devoted to getting them results and invested in their growth. At the end of my first launch, I had a whole huge list of things I couldn't wait to explore and implement the next time around. And then I began thinking of ideas for other courses that could benefit entrepreneurs. And it sort of snowballed into this beautiful business that I run today. It's insane how different my life looks, even just from 5 years ago. We lived in our first home. Drew was busy selling wine. I was running a successful photography business, but was growing tired from building a business that required me to be on every single day. Life is so different from pivoting out of wedding photography to creating a business with many passive revenue streams to getting to connect with you through this very podcast. You know, when you look back on your life and those metaphorical forks in the road become super clear and obvious, and you can see how your exact decisions changed your life? That was 2015, and choosing to first invest in myself and second to believe that I had something to offer the world, both of which are still beliefs I hold fast to today that have helped me go from a 50K launch to a 7-figure launch while getting people life-changing results. Like, it's insane. Well, guys, there you have it. The money and the mechanics of my very first launch. It all begins with just believing you're first worth it and then trusting that you have something to offer others. It starts with putting your head down, figuring out the things that confuse you, asking for help, and investing in knowledge and being okay with things just not being perfect. Because I can promise you, whether it's your first or your 100th course, nothing will ever be perfect. And nothing is ever permanent. You can always change it. As long as you're offering value and getting people real results, you'll be golden. At least that's been my approach, and it's been working out pretty well so far. I hope you enjoyed walking down memory lane with me today. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And I want to know one important question. If you were going to teach other people something that you know, what would it be? Hop on over to Instagram at Gold Digger Podcast. Comment on our post. I want to know what gifts you want to share with the world. Bonus points, you can connect with other gold diggers and see if they know something that you want to learn too. I'll talk to you soon. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer care team is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.